Now, Frost and Sullivan's latest report says the Middle East region could witness a 5% growth this year, despite the challenges surrounding the oil prices. So what more can you share with us about your latest findings?
Yeah, according to my analysis, what I have come across is that in spite of the global oil price fluctuations, there is a robust improvement in consumption demand. And on top of that, there is generous government support and improvement in public sector spending on infrastructure. Moreover, there is a gradual shift of investment into non-oil sectors, specifically into manufacturing and financial sectors in the region. So these things are going to affect the regional growth, and the region is anticipated to witness around 5% growth in 2015.
Now, we are based here in Dubai, so if we are to talk about the UAE in particular, would you say the country is in a better position to handle the oil price fluctuations compared with some of its neighbours?
Yes. The diversification in the UAE economy makes it less vulnerable to oil price fluctuations. It has already started to diversify its industrial sectors. The economic growth is expected to be around 4.5% in H2 2015. Due to improvement in non-oil private sector performance like manufacturing and construction. This heightened non-oil activities, improved public sector spending, and a large amount of foreign reserves that are there in the economy at present are expected to boost the country's economic growth.
You did say that public spending on infrastructure is expected to rise, but what about other areas? Is the Middle East and the Gulf region in particular likely to see a cut in public spending on other areas?
I have not covered all the Gulf economies. In this report, only Saudi, UAE and Egypt is covered.
Yeah.
So I can tell you on the basis of this that in Saudi and UAE, the situations are better. But in Egypt, there is a slight problem, like there is downside risk factors still remains due to this transitional political system. The parliamentary election was due in April 2015, which the Supreme Court has already delayed. So the country is expected to grow moderately in H2 2015 due to this downside factors. There is employment contraction, there is subdued demand for decline in output in Egypt's non-oil private sector. There is weak domestic currency, which is increasing input costs. So I don't think there is a situational turnaround expected in Egypt as of now. I have not covered all the other Gulf economies, so I'm not sure about them.
And when it comes to putting into actual practice some of the macroeconomic policies, how easy is it going to be for these countries under current circumstances? Is it going to be a big challenge?
It's going to be a bit challenging because the economies are performing differently. As I said, Saudi and Egypt is in a different zone, whereas UAE is in a different zone, whereas Egypt is in a completely different zone. So implementing pragmatic macroeconomic policies, it's a bit challenging, but it's not impossible also.
All right, Krishanu Banerjee, Senior Research Analyst at Frost & Sullivan. Thank you for speaking to us. Thanks for your time.
Thanks to you too.